It's in Psalms 31:24, and it says, "Be strong and courageous, all you who hope, all you who put your hope in the Lord." Okay? And so I read it, and I was like, well, I'm strong, I'm courageous, and yeah, only because I do put hope in the Lord, right? But then, you know, I started looking in the Bible, and there's a lot of scriptures. There's about 10 scriptures that say, be strong and of good courage, be strong and courageous, okay? And I really want you guys to write down these scriptures. We're not going to go to every single one of them because there's 10 of them. And I don't, if y'all are like me, you'll kind of get overwhelmed and too much information. You know, I need to just grab a hold of one that will minister to me. And you know what? That's up to each individual here of which scripture you're going to grab a hold on, okay? So the first one is Psalms 31:24. And all of these say, be strong and of good courage. And I shall strengthen your heart, all who put your hope in the Lord. And then another one is Deuteronomy 31:6. And again, be strong, take good courage. Don't be intimidated. Okay, so when it said, don't be intimidated, I was like, oh my God, that's me. I get intimidated. And why? Why do we get intimidated? Well, I get intimidated because, first of all, I don't like talking in front of people. Okay? I really don't. I don't like it. I don't like everyone staring at me. And if you want to call it an insecurity issue, call it that. But it's just, it makes me nervous. Like, why are you looking at me like that? You know? So I just get intimidated when it comes to talking about the Lord in front of people. And you can call it fear. And it's because I don't want to say the wrong thing. Because the Bible says that I'm held accountable for what comes forth out of my mouth to y'all. I'm going to be judged. So that's why I get so fearful and intimidated. You know, when I was in high school, I had a speech class, and I got an F. I got an F. I ain't afraid to tell y'all. I got an F because I did not want to get in front of people. I don't care. I don't care. I am not talking in front of people. And she says, if you don't get up there, you're going to get a zero. I'll take a zero. Thank you. That's how I was. And then the other day, Marty's like, so I don't even know how we got on the subject, but anyway, I told him, you know, this is what I keep hearing. He goes, okay, well, then you're going to preach Sunday. What? What? I'm not ready. I don't know. You know, here comes Satan. You're having a good time with me. Here comes Satan. You can't do that. You don't know what to say. You know, all this stuff, right? You're not going to make any sense. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. So I'm not going to do it. So then I told Mark, I ain't going to do it. I'm going to do this. I think he's just dealing with me. No, it's for everybody. And I was like, you know what? How am I going to go in there and tell the people, be strong and of good courage? Really? You know what? That's the last thing I want to hear because of all the stuff that I'm going through, right? That's the last thing you want to hear. Be strong and of good courage. You just don't know what I'm going through. How am I going to tell the people that? How are they going to receive that to be strong and of good courage? How is this going to minister to the people? They come to the church to be edified and encouraged, right? They don't come to the church to be strong and kick you while you're down, right? So that's why I was going back and forth with it. How am I going to tell the people to be strong and of good courage? How? I go through all the scriptures, and y'all need to write these down, because when you get home, you go through the scriptures and you find yours, okay? Because I guarantee you're gonna find what? Oh, because you're gonna. Hey, at least I don't have the finger up. I got my glasses. You're going to find which one that's going to minister to you. Okay? So, you want to know the one that ministered to me? Okay. The one that I just read, you don't be intimidated, right? I was like, oh my God, that's so me. Okay. This one. 1 Chronicles 28:20. 1 Chronicles 28:20. And it says, then David continued, be strong and courageous and do the work. Don't be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. He will see to it that all the work related to the temple of the Lord is finished correctly. And that one right there, I was like, oh my God, am I strong and courageous? You know, when it comes to the temple of God, I try to be. You know, I try to fast and pray and hear from God. What are we to do in the house of manna? And we second guess ourselves at times because the enemy's too busy in our head, right? So I was like, okay, you know, all right. And then you get some sort of peace because you know his eye is on you. And he said it in his word, because the word is the only thing that's going to get y'all by. Whether we want to read it or not, it's the only thing that's going to get us by. And so when I read this, that I will see to it that all the work related to the temple of the Lord, he's talking to me about the house of manna. He might be talking to you about something else, but that was mine too. But throughout all these scriptures, it says, be strong and of good courage, be strong and courageous. Okay? So write down Psalms 31:24, Deuteronomy 31:6, Deuteronomy 31:7-8, 2 Chronicles, I'm sorry, I don't have the scripture for that one. Daniel 10:18-19, and then the 1 Chronicles 28:20, 1 Chronicles 22:13, Joshua 1:6, Joshua 1:9, Joshua 10:25. There's 10 scriptures of God telling his people to be strong and courageous. And do you know every time he told them that, it was for them to go and occupy what God has promised them. Their breakthrough, that they had to go and fight, and they had to be strong and of good courage and courageous, because they were going to have to go and fight for what God had promised them. Aren't we there right now? Aren't we fighting? What are we fighting for? Aren't we fighting for what the Word of God says, what God has spoken to us in the Word, what God has spoken to us prophetically? Isn't that what we're fighting for? But guess what? We get weary. We get weak. We allow the enemy to lie to us, right? And then we're not of good courage anymore, right? We're not strong anymore. A lot of our conversations are negative. The conversations aren't positive anymore. Our heart, you know, it's like hope deferred. Our heart is hardening. We're not believing anymore. That's what I hear. That's what I see. Because that's what is in me. And you know how I found that out? I'm going to tell you. So I started going through these scriptures, right? And I looked up in the dictionary, thank you, Jesus, for Webster Dictionary. What does strong mean? Strong means having strength or power greater than average or expected. Not faint or feeble. Incapable of being tempered with. Solidly built. Whew, I failed that one. And I thought, oh, wow, I'm not strong. Okay. And I walk up to the dining room table and I walk to that cross and be strong and of good courage. Oh my God, I'm not strong. Oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? More things start happening. More things start happening. You know, hardships, hardship after hardship after hardship. And I'm getting weaker and weaker and up against the wall, not knowing what to do, right? And what we're supposed to do? We're supposed to get this, right? We're supposed to get this. But I didn't want to. I don't want to. I know your word, God, but it's contrary. My life is contrary to what your word is saying right now. How can I be strong? How? How can I be strong right now? Okay, all right. Here comes another one. Courage. What does courage mean? What does courage mean? The quality of mind which enables one to encounter danger, difficulties, with firmness or without fear or fainting of the heart, valor, boldness, resolution, confidence, determination, firmness. Oh God, I'm not strong. I'm not courageous now. Hardships still come. The hardships are still coming. And I'm like, I'm not strong. Oh God, now I'm not even courageous. What are you doing to me? What are you doing? Why, right? We're always saying, why is this happening? And I says, I don't know what to do. I'm confessing your word. I'm believing in faith. I'm putting the kingdom of God first. And I'm doing all of this weak. I found out I'm not strong. I'm weak. I'm not solidly built right now. You know, at least that's not what I'm feeling. At least what the Webster Dictionary says, right? It isn't. It's not, you know, what the dictionary of the Bible is telling me. It's what Webster Dictionary right now is telling me that I'm not strong. Because if I could say having strength or power greater than average, do I have that strength? No. Okay. So then it goes on. Hope. What is hope? Want or expecting something, the general feeling that some desire will be fulfilled. Right? Confident, desire, likelihood of success. That's what hope means. Well, I'm hoping and hoping and hoping, and nothing. So now what? Oh my God. Well, I'm not confident in what I'm hoping for anymore. Now what? I'm not confident right now in what I'm hoping for. You're the one who gave me this hope. You're the one who told me all this stuff. I want that. But I don't feel that right now. I don't feel that. And courageous, or similar words to it, of hope, confidence, expectations, courage, faith. Those are similar words. Well, am I confident? Some days, right? Expectation, wow, I got a lot of expectation, a lot. But then when the hardship comes, your expectation starts to dwindle, right? It starts to dwindle. And everything that they've preached about, everything that you've heard on the radio, everything you've seen on TV, everything you've read in the Word of God, it's out the window. But you know what? That's why it's so important for the body of Christ to not forsake the assembly of God. Because I'll tell you what, I can feel this way, but when I come here on Wednesdays, even Dragonfoot, like all of y'all, not all of y'all, but some of y'all, okay? Just dragging, like, you know, I don't even want to praise the Lord. That's just too much energy. You know, I don't know where those people get all that energy from. And, you know, I don't feel like worshiping because that's going to make me more sad, or just, it's just, not, I'm just not feeling that right now. But you know what? When I get here and I get into the presence of God, He renews my thoughts. He renews my strength. Right? Because at first, I thought I was that big old lion. Come to find out, I wasn't. I was the baby. I was that baby. And I asked God, how do I become this strong lion? How? How am I going to become strong like that? Because I realized and you showed me that I'm not being that way. And we're pastors of a church. Right? So, courageous, it means able to face and deal with danger or fear without flinching. Huh. I was like, oh God. And I'm going to give you an example. You know, the other day we were in here, Thursday. We just came to check. No, Friday. We just came to check on the church. Just see how it is, okay? And then I was right here, and I was on the phone, and someone walked in, right? And Marty was in the back. And I'm walking like this, and I didn't even know the person was standing right there, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, not paying attention because I'm on the phone, right? I'm on the phone. Oh, yeah. And then I walked up right here, and then that person's just standing right there. And I was just like, I flinched. I got scared because I didn't know who he was. I didn't know where he came from. And you know what? I didn't even know what to say because he startled me. And, you know, I told my husband, you know, when a woman is, you know, attacked, I understand that now. Because you always say, she should have kicked him. She should have stabbed him with the key. She should have hit him with the purse, right? You think that when someone's attacking you, right? And, I couldn't even say a word. I got scared. Was I being strong
and courageous?
No, I flinched. I got startled, speechless. And isn't that what happens to us when we get bad doctor reports? Isn't that what happens to us when hardship comes? Our cars repossessed, fired from jobs, whatever the hardship may be. Whatever the hardship may be. And it makes you take two steps back. And you question the word. We get mad at God. Where were you? Right? And then, if you get fired from your job, you don't even have seed to sow in the kingdom of God. You can't even fight to rebuke the devourer. I ain't got no money. I can't even tie. I can't even fight with Philippians. What is it? No, it's Malachi 3:10 and 11. I will rebuke the devourer off of you. You can't even fight like that. So the enemy has you muzzled. He has you against the wall at this time. What are we going to do? You know what I did? After I found out that I'm weak, I'm not strong, I'm not courageous, you know? I was like, what am I going to do? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I repented. I said, I'm so sorry. I don't understand why I'm going through all what I'm going through. Because it's hardship after hardship. And we're in the limelight. We're the ones that are supposed to be carrying the people. And we're weak at this moment. How am I going to do that? How are we going to do that? What are you doing to me? What are you doing to me? Why do you have to have me talking to people about being strong and courageous? Because I think you guys need to look at the words that I gave you in the Webster Dictionary and you ask yourself, am I being this way? Am I weak? Am I not strong? Or am I flinching when I get scared? And whatever your conversation is with God, whatever He's doing with you, for whatever reason why Pastor Marty had me come up here and deliver the message, because, you know, I really thought this was just for me. You know, because as pastors, we have to be strong. We do. We're plowing the ground for the kingdom of God. We're plowing the ground for our children. And we have to be strong. We can't quit. We cannot quit. So when I realized that I'm not who he's telling me to be, I was like, well, I need strength. I need strength in you, God. So what did I do? Where is strength? Okay. I got to find scripture, right? So what does Philippians 4:13 say? I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Okay, I can do it. I'm walking around. Okay, you give me strength. God, you're going to make me strong. You're going to make me courageous. You're going to do it, right? Hardships still come. They're still coming. And then in Psalms 29:11, the Lord gives his people strength. So I've been calling, asking God, I need strength. I need strength to continue on. And what am I going to do? So guess what? More hardships came. More. I was like, dang. You know, it says that we learn scriptures and then you test us in it. But, you know, enough. Already enough. So guess what I started doing? Because I had to start anointing my mouth because I developed a potty mouth. I'm not lying to you. I developed a potty mouth. I'm not ashamed to tell y'all. I'm real. We're real. Pastor Marty and I are real, and we go through stuff like y'all do. And we have to all deal with it the same way. Okay? So, hardships come. I was like, okay. You know, none of this is working. None of this is working for me. What am I going to do? I need something new. Marty, change the church around. We need change. So guess what I start doing? Hardships come. Jesus be a fence. Around my mind. I keep saying that. Hardships come. You know, because it seems like everything has broken in our house. So when, you know, refrigerator, whatever, the water ain't coming out. Jesus be a fence. Around my mind. I'm not kidding you. I start singing that song. And then I start telling people, you need to start singing that song. You need to start singing that song. And then it got really bad. When it got really, really, really bad. Oh, Lord! I need you to protect me all along the way. And my daughter was like, Mom. And I says, you just don't know. You just don't know. God done told me I'm not strong. I'm not courageous. I just found out I am so weak. So you know what? I need to get in here. Oh, Lord. Where are you? Be a fence. All along the way. Okay. Be a fence around my mind. Okay. Yeah. My spirit, God. Be a fence around my spirit because I got to continue. Be a fence around my flesh. Around my flesh. Be a fence, Jesus. That's my favorite song. Jesus, be a fence. I'm telling you, I'm not lying to you. Ask my kids. I have been singing that song over and over. And then Jesus, he's a faithful God. He's a good God. Because then he starts bringing people. You know, Lord, touch my heart. I'm going to fix that for you. Jesus, be a fence. I thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for being that fence. Thank you. Anybody call me? Jesus, be a fence. Jesus, be a fence. And then I tell them. They're like, what are you saying? What are you singing? Jesus, be a fence. And they're like, what does that mean? What do you mean? Listen to the song. He's on that journey with you. And throughout this scripture, when the people are fighting, to go get what is rightfully theirs, what God has promised them, their inheritances, that's ours, right? It's ours. That's what he promised us. He told them, be strong and of good courage. Be strong no matter what it looks like. Because if you continue reading, he says, I'm with you at all times. At all times. And I will help you at all times. And I'm going to fight for you at all times. I'm like, wow, well, I don't feel you next to me. Where are you? Because I feel that it's my lifestyle right now was contrary to what God was speaking to me. I mean, what the Bible says, right? So then it gets sealed. It gets sealed. I told you, you don't know why sometimes people give you gifts, okay? So then I'm at Target, and my nephew comes up to me. He says, hey! And he says, hey, I got something for you. I was like, oh, okay. So then we get it, and he presents it to me. Guess what it said? Believe. Believe. And I was like, I do believe. I do believe. So guess what? Guess where that thing is? On my other table, my kitchen table. I walk down, believe. Walk over here, be strong and of good courage. That's how he wants us. He wants us that way. And you yourself, y'all have to figure out how you're going to be strong and courageous of whatever hardships you come against. You know, however you guys are going to do it. But I know, I'm not lying to you. I have to sing my way through it. And I told a friend of mine that I needed to make a lip balm of the anointing oil and just go like this. Because my potty mouth was getting really bad. And because I just couldn't understand. And so I would anoint myself again. Jesus, be a prince. Help me to just confess and declare the word of God. Help me to believe. I do believe. But when hardships come, what are you believing in? Are you believing the lies of the enemy? Or are you going to fight and hold on to that word no matter how hard it gets? Because I'm being very transparent with y'all. It gets hard and you question. And I was telling Marty, I don't know. I'm afraid to do this because I just don't know. I don't want to. If I'm feeling bad, I don't want to come in church and someone tell me that. Right? Oh, so how y'all going to feel when you leave here? Oh, she said I wasn't strong and I'm not being strong. Right? That's how we are. Admit it. That's how we are. I even get like that sometimes too. But you know what? I went to a conference Friday. And, you know, it was different. You know, because we don't go anywhere. We just come to the house of manna. Right? And so we got invited to go on the spur of the moment, and we went. And, you know, the guy was just like, he was a preaching machine, you know? And I was like, I want to be like that. I want to be strong and courageous and just deliver your word with power like that, you know? And so I was like, huh? How do they do that? I asked Marty, how do they do that? How do they become so, you know, and, you know, just like that, you know? And I was like, God, you know, but that's so not me, you know? I'm just like, oh, okay, you know. But how do they do that? He goes, it's just time, you know? It's just time within time. He's been a preacher for a very, very, many, you know, long time. I was like, oh. So then I heard the Lord say, you need to start. Just get up there. Just get up there and just do it scared or whatever. And I was like, I know, Lord, because fear is not of you. You know? Yes, the fear is not of God. And these scriptures really helped me. There was 10 scriptures. And just, y'all just go through them, you know? And if you don't want to, because, you know, you're just like, I ain't hearing that, then, you know, then that's on you. I planted the seed. Because guess what? No one planted the seed to me. And you know what? It didn't manifest until 5 months later. 5 months later. So it doesn't matter what seed is planted. And if it's it at good heart for a good reason, the Lord's going to water it, and he's going to do it. He's going to do it for you. Amen? Amen. Anyway, so, yeah, y'all found out about me. But you know what? God is faithful. He is. He is. God is faithful. And I'm just glad that Fred Hammond, I thank the Lord for Fred Hammond. Because that's how I'm getting through our hardships. Jesus, and it's always around my mind. And then I end up like, oh, Jesus, be a fence around my ears. Jesus, be a fence around my mouth. Yes, protection, 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 protection. And he's going to protect you, protect you, protect you, because you're called, you're called, your purpose, your purpose. And we're going to inherit the promises that God has given us. I am. What about you? What about you? What are y'all going to do? How are you going to inherit your promise? I look at my kids and I'm like, you know what? I was talking to my sister the other day and I was like, okay, how do I encourage her or what do I tell her? And I encouraged myself when I was talking to her. You know why? Because it was like, ding. Oh, wow. Okay. You know, on purpose. Yeah. I forgot about that. Hey, on purpose. You know why? For my babies. My babies. I'm doing it for my babies. Y'all need to figure out who you're doing it for, but I know who I'm doing it for. It's for the kingdom of God. It's for the people that haven't even come here yet, that are going to come here in the future, right? It's for the children that are coming here. They're here, the ones that are here now, the ones that are here later. It's about the kingdom of God, and I'm going to keep going. And if I have to look at my babies, Michael, Joseph, Joshua, Hannah, if I have to have them in my head, and when I'm going through a hardship, I look at them and say, I'm doing it for you, babe. I'm doing it for you, babe. I'm going to plow it. I'm going to just keep plowing and plowing and plowing because I want them to succeed in life. I want them to fulfill God's purpose in life. And he trusted me with them. He trusted me with those babies. He gave me those babies, and it's my job. It's my job to plow the way, to plow the way, and to not quit for them, because you know what? I didn't have it. I didn't have it. Marty didn't have it. So what are we doing, babe? You know what? I looked at him the other day. You know what? Ding. We're plowing. We're plowing the way. You know, I look at Joel Osteen. And his daddy did it. And you know what? You don't know what his daddy went through. You didn't. Did he ever go through being strong and courageous? Did he have to say, I'm doing it for my babies. I'm doing it for my babies. Well, you know what? I am. And apparently he did. And what happened? He died. He went home to be with the Lord. And what happened? Here comes Joel. And guess what? He was timid. He didn't want to do it. He was so scared. Guess what? He was hiding back there. He was hiding. They could call it that if they want. But he learned. He learned, right? We all got to go through the learning process. But that's what happened to him. And I was like, ding, okay, here I go. Doing it for you. And you know what? my children will step up. And that's what I'm fighting for. And you know what? And I know parents here, they know what I'm talking about. You'll do whatever. You know, if there's strongholds in your life, think of your babies. What are you doing? What are you doing? Think of your babies, who you're doing it for. Quit being selfish. And trust and believe in the Lord that He's going to help you raise up those children the way they're supposed to be raised up. And those of you that don't, that you're already older, but guess what? You got grandbabies. You got grandbabies. And if your children aren't here at church, bring them. You bring your grandbabies. You plant that seed in their life. Because guess what? They're going to grow up and they're going to have stories like his. My grandma brought me to church and she pulled my ear and she did all this. Right? Amen? So, I'm going to be strong. Right? And courageous. And that's all I keep telling myself. And when I want to binge eat, when I want to eat stuff because I just need some kind of, I just need something, you know, I'm like, okay, here we go again. Jesus be events around my mind, around my mouth, because I'm going to eat that whole cake. Amen? Because I'm looking for something to satisfy me now because I don't want to wait. I'm tired. Let me feed myself. Oh, I feel so good. And the next day, you clothes don't fit. You got to go get some new clothes. Got to cover. Shouldn't have ate that. Should have sang the song. Jesus be offense. You know, y'all are gonna go home and listen to that song. And I guarantee you, y'all are gonna be saying when you're about to step into something you're not supposed to do, or potty mouth, or whatever the case may be, or if hardship comes when you walk out that door, Jesus be offense. Our AC don't work? And we're sweating? Jesus be offense, and I touch it. Jesus be offense. I'm always singing that song. You think it's funny, but it helped me. It helped me so much. It helped me so much. Pastor Marty even said, you know, that's really helped you because, you know, you don't have that potty mouth. You know? Yeah, because something breaks. The D word. And then when it gets really, really bad, oh, the F word came out. I'm being honest with y'all. It gets hard. So, anyway, I haven't said that F word for a while. I've been delivered! Amen. You know what? I have so much stuff here, but, you know. I just pray, you know, that God... that the seed that has gone forth, the words that have gone forth, that I was truly, truly guided by the Lord, and that that He waters it. Our job was just to deliver the word, and it's God's job to just water it. And y'all do, you know, whatever you need to do. In Jesus' name, I just pray that He just invades everybody's space here. Thank God for breakthroughs with y'all. I just thank God for that we are all in this together and that we are going to inherit what is rightfully ours. We are crossing over to the promised land. Amen. And the way you got to do it is to be strong and courageous. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Amen.